already accustomed, I guess, to the volume of traffic that currently exists with Majestic condos. Again, whether it's right or wrong, this property having been used for 4 years has not created substantial issues. I'm aware, and I think my client is aware, the property management company is aware of only one documented complaint about behavior there. So in 4 years, it's not, I guess the best way I can say is it's not been a blight in the neighborhood as it's been run. Does that answer your question? And if I could just backpedal to the covenants and CC&Rs, as I'd mentioned, those are private agreements between people, and I know you understand that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's up to the owners. If they really have a problem with nightly rentals, it's up to them. It's up to their homeowner association. They're the ones that get to enforce that sort of stuff, you know, whether the grass is too long and whether any number of things that they've agreed upon when they purchased the property. That's for them to decide. And I understand you might see that in the back of your mind as an incompatibility issue. But as far as the county's concerned, I think it needs to look a little bit more generally at what, pursuant to the code, leads to a compatibility issue.
Any other questions for Mr. Grimwood? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any thoughts, comments, ideas? I've shared my opinion. I generally do not like nightly rentals in an R1 development. This particular development, I was involved on the front end. There was never an intent to allow nightly rentals there. Specifically, a Taney County Commissioner, that was his home. And he had no intent to have nightly rentals there. And I do think it's a slippery slope that if we allow one, the one next door you have to allow, then the one next door, the one next door, the one next door. Sorry. And I don't want to see this neighborhood destroyed. That's my opinion. Anyone else have an opinion they want to share?
Well, where I'm at with it is it's right now, I mean, with that picture right there, as far as code-wise goes, there's the buffering issues. It's in non-compliance with it right there. So, I mean, that's what I see as far as code-wise goes, that it's, you know. And then to be hard-pressed to put 14 cars in that parking lot, or 7 cars in that parking
lot.
Sorry,
14. It does have, just to clarify, it does have a 3-car garage.
I was counting. Okay. And yep. It's what I do for a living, so. I mean, you can put them in there, yeah.
There's overhead.
Any other comments? Is anyone willing to make a motion to overturn the denial? Is anyone willing to make a motion to uphold the denial?
I'll make a motion to uphold the denial from the Planning Commission.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All in favor of upholding the denial, say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed to upholding the denial, say nay. Denial's in place.
Thank you. It's my understanding that you will issue findings of fact and conclusions of law. Is that correct?
Scott, mm-hmm. What do you provide?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be based off what you guys have said. I'll have to listen to the tape. Yeah.
Okay.
And listen. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. The next public hearing is number 17-14V.
We gave you just a little bit more information on that one. I met with Roy yesterday. But this is a front setback variance request. Our representative will be Roy Decker. Subject property is at 5586 West State Highway 76 Branson. It's approximately 135 acres in size. The applicant, Shepherd of the Hills Development, is requesting a front setback variance of 10 feet rather than the required 50-foot setback for the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant is proposing a new storefront building that's 25 feet by 200 feet, which will set in the front part of the property. We'll look at here in a second. That would set 10 feet from the property line. And it was staked, so we did some measuring yesterday. Don't think we really need to go into where Shepherd of the Hills property's at, but there's a kind of zoomed out map, a little bit closer. The area is from this sign towards these existing buildings. And I can't remember the exact location where the 200 feet, I can measure it on Beacon to give you an idea.
Are there currently existing structures within that?
There's one that's within 2 feet per a survey.
Okay.
But even looking at the survey, it looks to me like it goes over the line.
Okay.
So they're non-conforming. These buildings all along here are a non-conforming.
Had they been there for years and years and years and years?
Yep. Okay. Just some different angle views of the property. Here's one that kind of shows the location. Here's the survey that I gave you. Kind of chopped that one off the barn that stuck over. But I took just some pictures to show what we're looking at. I'm kind of in the middle part of the area. You can see the survey stakes here from the right of way.
So that's property. That is property line.
Yep, they went ahead and had it surveyed so that they know exactly what they needed to ask for. This looking back towards the sign. This one's from the highway, just kind of show you the difference. The Highway 76 sets lower. You can see the stake here. This pavement kind of angles away from the property line, then comes back to it. I went ahead and put the topo on that, and I can pull up Beacon and put the topo on and zoom out a little bit, but there's kind of have buildings down here behind the stage area. Every place there's kind of a building or a road is the flat areas, and then just you can see how our contours up here are. Of course, this is all parking over here. And these are our statutory requirements that I've already read. And our staff recommendations for 1714B would be, if approved, would be approval of front setback variance of 10 feet. Number two, a Division II permit for the new building would be required. And then three, compliance with all of the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Four, the decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, or approval shall expire. Now, with this Division II permit, we'll have requirements of Western Taney County Fire. We'll have to get some kind of sewer septic, sewer plant approval. I mean, there's numerous things that go with the Division II. That's what I have.
Are you Mr. Johnson and Mr. Decker?
I am Roy Decker.
Okay. You're the applicant?
I'm representing the applicant.
Okay.
I own Decker Building and Developing. They've hired me to help them rebuild the park.
Does anyone have any specific questions for Mr. Decker?
What is the building proposed?
It's basically Old West storefront so that they can oppose the existing buildings that are set back off the road so they can give that Old West town front. It's going to be administration, ticketing, Silver Dollar City type as far as some of the crafts and things.
So you would enter the building from the opposite side of 76?
Yes.
Or will there be a walkway?
No. It'll be just an old town front. So you have the existing buildings that are set about 80 feet off, and then the new building setting on the line.
Okay.
And so you get that old west front, and they just want to kind of eventually, they've got about a 4 or 5 year plan. They want to eventually get clear to Inspiration Tower with this Silver Dollar City type of town front. And
I don't have a specific any other questions other than to me the guidance code for the setback is for safety. being that close to the highway, but there is a pretty large high
elevation. There's a big berm there, and it's right at the peak of the hill where you're not racing through there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 12 foot of elevation at that high point.
From a safety standpoint, it would seem like there's enough of a barrier there that that wouldn't be an issue.
And I drive that every day, and those existing structures are right up against the line, and they've been there for as long as I can remember.
Nobody's had
one of them. One of them's like 2.5 feet over the line.
Yeah.
It's like when we got the survey done. Like,
well, so you don't want to talk about that. Don't mention that.
So that would be my only comment that I would be concerned normally from the city.
I happened a long time ago when they went to the stadium and only had a 40-foot right away.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here supporting the application other than Mr. Decker? Anyone here opposing? You're just here for the fun of it? Are you opposing the application?
No.
Are you supporting the application?
I just want to know what's going on.
You just want to know what's going on. So you do not oppose the application?
And we did receive a few calls, and it was exactly like his case. They were curious.
You want to know what's going
on. And that's what it is. Okay, thank you, Mike.
So you can walk across the street and get popcorn now.
I just want to know if that was the only thing.
Uh-huh. Any other questions for the applicant before we vote? Do we have a motion to approve the variance?
I'll make that motion to approve the variance as presented.
Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The variance is approved.
Mr. Decker, what we'll have is a letter for you, a decision of record for you to record. And it'll take us just a little bit to get it written up, and we'll mail you a draft copy of that, and then you can come in. It needs to be notarized. You can come in and sign and get it notarized, or else we can send it to you. But once you get that, just let us know how you want to handle it. Okay? No, no, we'll have to
do long way.
Generate the letter. Yeah.
Hey, what Steve and Jeff are doing there, I applaud you guys. Thanks for stepping in and making something happen there.
They really want to be here, too.
Yeah. And Steve's a great marketer. He'll do well with it. So I know Jeff's been involved a long time. So thanks, guys. Yeah, it's in Orlando right now. They're all, yeah. Yep. But, well, thank you. Okay. We need to review the minutes from October 2017. Everyone had a chance to look those over?
Yeah.
Any comments, changes, modifications? Motion to approve the minutes?
A motion to approve the minutes.
Howard says I'm not there. Okay. Second to approve the minutes?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any old business?
Nope. I do not have.
Any new business?
Nope.
Any other business at all?
Nope.
We are adjourned.
No other business.